bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today's show will be focused on trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ and truly elevating ourselves in faith in God. And in the WINGS program, we focus heavily on our faith because it's truly here that we gain stability in life, growing in credibility in life, and becoming role models. And for many of us, my friends, who are lacking faith today, this weekend we have an opportunity because it is Divine Mercy Sunday, and we are given a great message about trusting in Jesus Christ. And through St. Faustina, who gives us that beautiful example of where we should place our trust, we're going to be talking about how important it is to trust God versus putting our trust in other places and being disappointed. And so as we begin our program, we want to acknowledge that once again, this is Divine Mercy Sunday, and it is an opportunity for us to receive the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And the Lord once again says that no one comes to the Father except through me. And so as we prepare for eternity, we must do everything we can to have access to eternal life. There is no, easy way in. You know, the road is very narrow. God calls us to do many things, my friends. And if you're incarcerated today, if you're in a recovery home today, and you are struggling in your relationship with God, there are trials that you and I will have to go through to gain access to eternal life. We truly have to, again, put our trust in the right people. And God calls us to a different way of life, and he calls us to put our trust into him. But if we're not doing that, we are open to situations that can hurt and even break our hearts, put us into bad areas within life. So I'd like to pose the question, have you ever broken the trust, my friends, with another person? How did it make you feel? And what changes do you need to make in where you place your trust today? In the WINGS program, we've had many people come through who've shared stories of family members, business partners, brothers or sisters, a parent who broke the trust with them and took advantage of them, put them in a bad position. And God will never do that. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But if we're not focusing on God, if we don't give him attention, if we're not giving him time, if our hearts are not open wide for God, if we're not engaging in reading the Word of God, then how can we place our trust in God? And once again, the Lord says, no one comes to the Father except through me. So it all begins with our focus on a relationship with Jesus Christ. And in the WINGS program, our priorities in life are God first and then us. and then family, and then work, community service, and hobbies and sports. So the faith in God becomes number one. And we lay it out that way so that we can grow in faith, so we can put that trust into the Lord Jesus Christ and not leave him last on the list, 1 hour a week as an obligation. God calls us to put him first, to submit, and to allow ourselves to be groomed and to be disciplined, to be corrected, to be inspired, to be motivated, educated by our Lord Jesus Christ. And by the word of God, we are in that position. We can receive all those great moments of inspiration, education, bringing us closer to Jesus Christ, falling in love with God, which is where we want to be. But God calls us, my friends, once again, to put our trust in him. And Divine Mercy Sunday is a moment where we acknowledge the Lord's life, death, and resurrection as something that we need to focus on, something that we need to understand, that the Lord's resurrection changes the world. And with this, he gives us access to confess our sins. How many of us have not been to confession in years? I remember running a pilgrimage one day to the National Shrine of St. Rita in South Philadelphia, and also to the National Shrine of St. Padre Pio in Bartow, Pennsylvania. And we had a gentleman on board who hadn't gone to confession in 40 years. And he shared with us that he did go to confession at the National Shrine of St. Rita. And with that, he felt a great peace. It changed his life. But 40 years went by, he had put that sacrament aside. And God calls us to confess our sins. And in the gospel reading this weekend from the Gospel of John, Jesus tells the apostles to receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and whose sins you retain are retained. So the apostles are given the ability to forgive sins. And the apostles are the beginning of the holy priesthood, truly, where they are endorsed and given the message of forgiveness. And also, he says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And so the Lord sends the apostles into the world to preach the message of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to forgive sins, and to do all that the Lord did, but to truly work together to bring it to the world, into the hearts and minds. So we have opportunity to go to confession, to go to God through the priest, and to forgive, get our sins forgiven, to confess our sins. And it's important. And to do that, we really need to focus on Jesus Christ. When we look at the Wings program, we have an analogy in aviation we'd like to bring up, which is when an F-14 years ago lands on an aircraft carrier. And there's a focus that the pilot needs to have to land correctly on that small runway on that ship. And there is a wire, and I have a painting that says, trust, the only thing that matters when it comes down to the wire. Because when the pilot comes in on final approach, he has a hook that is extended from the aircraft itself, and that hook must catch the wire. And the wire, when it is caught, will pull the aircraft back hundreds of thousands of pounds. The arresting cable will pull that aircraft back and stop the aircraft. And it'll go from 160 to 180 miles per hour to zero, to a full stop, in just a split second when it is caught. And if you miss that wire, the aircraft will hit the deck and then go around and try it again. But once again, trust, the only thing that matters when it comes down to the wire. So I pose the question once again, who do you trust today and why? Where do you place your trust? Do you place your trust in God or in man? Are you placing your trust in corporate America, the stock market? Are you placing your trust in people that you haven't measured? You don't know. In the Wings program, we measure trust one conversation at a time, not leaving ourselves hung out so that we can be disappointed, injured, and put in a position where we're vulnerable. But this is important, my friends. Where do we put our trust today? God calls us to place our trust in Him. And so if you look around at yourself and your circle of people around you, where are you placing your trust? In the Wings program, we measure trust, again, one conversation at a time, but we're looking at honesty, sincerity, respect, accountability, reliability, and dependability. Those six attributes must be in place before we place our trust in anyone. And there are levels of trust, my friends. I trust someone to hold the door open for me as I'm coming into a building. Very low level of trust. I trust someone with the keys to my car. A higher level of trust. The keys to my home. To take care of my grandchildren as a babysitter. We measure trust by looking at honesty. Is the person honest? Day in and day out with us, where no lies are told, no white lies slip through the cracks. Are they sincere? Do they care about us? Do we see sincerity in each and every conversation, both in word and action? Are they sincere? Or are they insincere with us? How could you place your trust in someone who's dishonest or insincere? What are the consequences of that? Possibly very great, leaving ourselves once again hung out to dry. Are they respectful with you and I, or disrespectful in words and actions? And again, actions speak louder than words. Are the words good, but the actions are disrespectful, showing us that they are hypocrites? God calls us to be one and the same. Actions speak louder than words. Will we reinforce our words with actions? And in the Wings program, these three attributes are important. And we measure trust one conversation at a time, based on those words and actions, that the people are honest, sincere, and respectful. This, my friends, is truly important so we don't end up with a broken heart, an empty bank account, losing our home, losing our assets. God calls us to place our trust in Him. Are the people we trust in today, are they accountable? Once again, in word and action. Are they doing what they say they're going to do, or going the opposite way? Are they reliable? Can we depend on them? Are they dependable? And if not, how would you put your trust in them a second time if they broke the trust with you? God calls us to shift gears and to place our trust in Him. Once again, He will never disappoint us. And He proved, my friends, that He is a finisher, that He loves us so much that He died for us. I don't know anyone else in my life who died for me, who did that much for me. And so at this moment, we acknowledge how much our Father in heaven loves us, that He gave His only Son to the world as a gift. And His Son was killed before He rose from the dead, beaten to a pulp. He was crucified. And we acknowledge the love of our Father in heaven because He gave us His only Son who died for us. All for one reason, so we can have access to eternity, to eternal life. God calls us to be in a position each and every day, my friends, where we have a relationship with God, where we understand Him, we rely on Him. And like Moses at the top of Mount Sinai, who was given the Ten Commandments, we too have been recipients of the commandments to really focus in on what God says to do and what He says not to do as a way of life. And in receiving Jesus' mercy through His life, death, and resurrection, we are given a opportunity to grow in faith, to focus in on Jesus Christ. It will change your life for the better, my friends, but we have to get out of our own way. We have to make time for Jesus, open our hearts for Jesus, engage in the Word of God. And many of us are distracted by so many things, by television, telephones, tablets, friends, family members. We're distracted by too much work, not enough time for God, placing God last on the list, only 1 hour a week, sometimes not even the 1 hour. How much time do you and I give God each and every day? Do we wake up with a focus on God, being thankful for the gift of another day? When we know today for some families will be a sad day as some people will pass on. I remember back May 6, 1981, which is coming up in only a few weeks, the day my stepfather, Dominic Montone, passed. It was his time. He had an appointment he could not miss. And it's been 42 years since he passed. And I remember 3 days before he passed, leaving for school, going to college. Very early in the morning, he would come out of the house and wave goodbye as I drove out of the driveway. And he had been sick and gotten well again. He recovered from a minor stroke. But 2-3 days later, on that Tuesday, he passed. And I'll never forget it because it was a day that changed my life forever. And with that, we acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father in heaven, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Man will not live forever, my friends, not here on earth. It's impossible. And so we place our trust in God. We place our trust in Jesus Christ, the only way to the Father, the pathway to eternity. No one else can do that for us. There is no check we can write. We must believe with our hearts and confess with our tongues. And by the way, everything that we have here on earth will stay here when our time comes. We cannot take it with us. So if our trust is in material goods, in our homes, our cars, our bank accounts, our accounts in the stock market. If our trust is in corporate America, my friends, all of that will go by the wayside. Only our relationship with God will last, will take us into a new direction. And our position in heaven, our inheritance, is waiting for us. But it takes a discipline, a focus, and a submission to Jesus Christ for us to get there. In the Gospel of John this weekend, we are told that Thomas, who we refer to as Doubting Thomas, and there's a little bit of Doubting Thomas in all of us at some point in our lives, but we are called, my friends, not to doubt, but to trust in Jesus Christ. And in the Word of God, we see that Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, who was not with the apostles when the Lord came the first time, was with them the second time the Lord came. And Thomas says, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And there are many of us who are stubborn, who will not believe. And faith is a gift. It requires blind trust for us to believe in Jesus Christ. And as human beings, my friends, we have to remember that the Lord is there for us. He's always with us. And the Blessed Mother Mary, our Blessed Mother Mary, the Mother of Jesus, tells us that at the apparition site, that Jesus is always close to you. Jesus and Mary are always close to us. They're not far away. It's up to us, my friends, to bring them in even closer by giving them quality time in prayer, acknowledging the life, death, and resurrection in Jesus Christ, believing with our hearts, sharing our faith, confessing with our tongues. And the Word goes on to say, "Now a week later, the disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. And Jesus came. And although the doors were locked, Jesus stood in their midst and said, 'Peace be with you.' And he said to Thomas, 'Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe.'" Once again, the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to believe. He wants to get us home to our Father in heaven. And so, you know, as we continue growing in faith, awaiting possibly our release from prison, awaiting our completion of a recovery program, God calls us to a higher standard and to a relationship with Him that we are preparing for upon that release. We want to have a new life where our focus is on Jesus Christ. Every step of the way, my friends, we rely on God. We acknowledge Him in all things, give Him credit for all that He did for us. He gave His life for us, died on the cross. And He did so much good here on earth and continues to do it in other ways through the arms and legs of other people that He has sent. And like the apostles, we too are sent. But again, it all requires us to place our trust in God. So we look at ourselves objectively this morning, and where are we placing our trust once again? Are we breaking the trust with other people? Have we measured trust one conversation at a time? or do we just give it away? God calls us to do it right, my friends. And like the aircraft landing on the aircraft carrier, how important trust can be for each and every one of us. Trust, the only thing that matters when it comes down to the wire. When the aircraft catches that wire, it will pull us back. It will hold us. It will secure a position for us on the aircraft carrier, not going into the ocean, destroying the aircraft and possibly the pilot. And that's God. God is there for us. He is the arresting hook. What God says not to do is paramount, is essential for us to get to heaven. We cannot just hope and pray that we get to heaven if we're in a zone that God says not to do. And like many of our men and women in the Wings program and in recovery homes who have lived in that not to do zone, they are in the same company with other people who are outside prison walls, living in the not to do zone. Like St. Paul, who killed many Christians, the great persecutor of the church, persecuted people for their belief in Jesus. We have opportunity, my friends, to make changes, to move from the not to do zone to the to do zone, what God says to do, to love Him with all our hearts, our minds, our soul, and our strength, to love our neighbor as ourself. Second greatest commandment, to love one another, to honor our mothers and our fathers, to keep holy the Sabbath day, to give great respect and reverence to our Lord Jesus Christ for all that He did for us. God calls us to do many things, but it's up to you and I, my friends, once again, to agree, to comply, to submit graciously, gladly, lovingly. God's not going to force us to love Him. He will not do it. He gave His only Son for us. And this, my friends, is an opportunity coming up on Divine Mercy Sunday to prove our love for God so that we can secure our position for our soul in heaven. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless you. We'll see you next time here on Holy Spirit Radio at Finding God in Prison. God bless.